I'm reading an article, or I have an article that I'm going to read to the audience. I haven't yet, but the headline is Air Force Pursuing Antimatter Weapons Program Was Touted Publicly, Then Came Official Gag Order. Antimatter Weapons Program. Interesting. Antimatter Weapons Program. So, do you know anything at all about that? In the work that you do, it seems to me you might have bumped into something.
As a matter of fact, yes, I do.
Well, son of a gun. Really?
Antimatter is identical to normal matter, except that the charges and spins of the particles are reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as mirror matter.
Okay.
Antimatter can be made quite easily, and some of it is made in the course of normal reactions. For instance, there's a process known as beta decay, where certain radioisotopes break down in a manner that produces either electrons or antimatter electrons called positrons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a natural source of anti-electrons right there. We can make antiprotons by using a linear accelerator, for instance, or a ring accelerator, and smashing normal protons into a block of dense matter such as tungsten. And then some antiprotons will emerge from the other side. Now, there are sure to be much more efficient ways of making antimatter, and they have even made anti-hydrogen by putting anti-protons and anti-electrons together and done some small experiments on them.
Well, it's thought, Sir Charles, I'm sorry to interrupt, that matter and antimatter, when they come together, annihilate one another with a very large kaboom.
Yes, they do, and it's more like a whoosh than a kaboom. What happens is the particles are attracted to each other, and they eradicate each other and give off a huge burst of gamma radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the type of particle that comes together with the opposite particle, it generates different output, but in the end it turns into a lot of gamma radiation. And if you generate and store antimatter, it could be used as a wonderful source of power, because it's basically the densest way of storing energy that we know of in the universe. And it also could be a terrible weapon as well.
Exactly. And number one, this whoosh, as you call it, would still be a destructive whoosh, like a boom.
Yes, it would.
Potentially with more power than even the atomic bomb, right?
Yes, very much so.
But without the radiation.
Well, now that's not exactly true.
Really?
There would be some short-term radiation effects. Particularly when the explosion occurs, there'd be a great deal of gamma radiation. And gamma radiation is known to cause something called photofission. It can induce otherwise stable matter to become radioactive. So you can induce radioactivity in normal matter with a huge burst of gamma rays.
Hmm.
And of course, there's not ever a process where everything's 100% efficient. So when you start using antimatter as an explosive, then you end up with some debris in the process as well that you didn't count on. And so that would be short-lived but very radioactive material.
Hmm. Okay, let me ask this. If this is a true article, if the Air Force is pursuing antimatter weapons, well, you understand the military, of course, would look at something like this for its weapons potential. Apparently it has quite a bit. But it would also have the potential to be a new energy source if we could harness it, right? I got all these calls in the first hour, Sir Charles. Everybody's beginning to react rather dramatically to the price of gasoline. And, of course, you know, the price per barrel of oil has risen, I forget where it is now, $52, $3, whatever.
Yeah, it's insanely high.
Way up there. And we think it's going to keep, a lot of us think, it's going to keep going, and that the good old days of cheap energy are at an end. Now, so that's going to mean we need another energy source badly.
Understand, though, that antimatter isn't an energy source. It's more like a battery. You still have to come up with the energy to make it in the first place. And at present, we can only get a tiny fraction of a percent of the energy we put into the process as antimatter. It's horribly wasteful at this point.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example. Present estimates say that to make 1 gram of antimatter in the form, let's say, of hydrogen, anti-hydrogen, would cost about $1 billion.
$1 billion.
On the other hand, if you look at the energy it took to launch the Apollo moonships, 5 grams of antimatter would launch all that hardware very easily, and it would be cost competitive at the cost that it took to make the launches at that time.